Ramban calls an introduction, he calls this the Sefer HaGa'ula. And he says for that reason, the parak begins with the history of Klal Yisrael coming down to Mitzrayim, Ve'elish Mois Mitz HaBoi, Mitzrayim Es Yaakov, even though the parasha, previous parasha, Parashas Vayechi, talks about them going down to Mitzrayim, for that purpose to show us that this is in the beginning of Parashas Shemois, it talks about coming down to Mitzrayim. And therefore he says this entire Sefer, Parashas Shemois, is called Sefer HaGa'ula, the Book of Redemption. And he explains, as we go through, we see Klal Yisrael in the throes of Golus, Mitzrayim, in Parashas Shemois, Parashas Ve'era, we're beginning to go out of Mitzrayim, Parashas Boi, eventually we're getting the mitzvahs, Parashas Beshach, we're already talking about leaving Mitzrayim, or Parashas Yisrael, we get the Torah, and then immediately after that we have the parashas discussing the Mishkan. And the purpose of the Mishkan and the purpose of the details that go into it is to describe to us, and Truma, Tetzaveh, Vayakel, Pikudei, is to show us the way the Mishkan was built, the amount of effort and detail and conscientiousness and love and passion that went into building this Mishkan, and how the plan was implemented, how it was eventually created, and Klal Yisrael were now in a position of being in the same position that they were in before they went into Golus. In other words, the Shechina that they were in at the time of the Hashras HaShechina, the Shechina that came down to them in the Mishkan, was similar to that they were like before they began going down to Mitzrayim in the first place, the Choshech of Mitzrayim. And therefore this entire Sefer talks about, it's a time frame of where Klal Yisrael have entered darkness in a dark Mitzrayim and eventually come out of that and eventually reach the stage of Hashras HaShechina, where they're back to connection with Ribbono Shel Olam that they were with before they went down to Mitzrayim in the first place. And that's Sefer HaGa'ula. That's what the Ramban talks about.
He says that's the symbol of Shechina?
Yeah. That the purpose of the Mishkan was to bring them in the same level of the Shechina before that they were sent down in the Golus. That's the whole purpose. Even though, obviously, there's a certain element of Hashras HaShechina on Har Sinai, that was only very temperamental, it was very short-lived, and Klal Yisrael fell from that, but the idea of the Mishkan and all that went into it was to give us Hashras HaShechina, that Shechanti B'Soichem live amongst us. And therefore, if you go through parasha by parasha, there's a certain adrenaline, there's a certain drive that's driving us, that's moving us towards the commands of the Mishkan and the implication and who built it. And right at the end of Parshas Pekudei, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu actually bringing everything in. Everything's done. You know, if you have your home, right, and you order everything, and then eventually let's take a stage earlier, you plan Aliyah, right, and then where are you going to live? And then eventually a lift comes, and you unpack your lift, and you got the wedding photos back on the wall, and you got your candelabra back on your brake front. Ah, everything that is Parashas Pekudei, everything is fantastic, and you're reaching a climax of waiting. Now that we've done everything we can, we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to now do what He wants us to do, and now bring His Shechina down. So at the end of the parasha, Vayokom Masachotze. By Chal Moshe the Malacha, and Moshe had completed the Malacha, completed it. We're done. Now what? We're waiting for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in Perik Mem Pasuk Lamadalud, Vaychas Ha'onon Esa Oyel Moed. Fantastic. And the Onon came down, the Shekhinah came down, the Oyel Moed. Uchvoid Hashem Molei Esa Mishkan, and the covered of Kodesh Baruch Hu filled up the Mishkan. Exactly where he wanted to be. Says the next Pasuk, V'lo Yochol Moshe Lovoil Oyel Moed. Moshe could not come into the oil moyed, ki shochan olav ha'onon, because the onon rested on it, uchvoid Hashem molei es ha'mishkon. And the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, filled up the Mishkan to the extent that Moshe Rabbeinu could not come in. Which, I always saw this as a tremendous anticlimax. We're expecting now Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to go into the Mishkan, converse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it should be. No, Moshe couldn't get in. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us this this letdown when we're waiting for this. In fact, only when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu yes speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? Next week's parasha. I mean, you have to wait to Shabbos Mincha for this. Only next week's parasha. In fact, parashas VaYikra, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was able to come in, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu limited to whatever that means his Shechina to the Kodesh HaKadosh, Moshe Rabbeinu could come in. But why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this, that on this great day, that this moment of glory, Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed in? You can understand the feelings that Klal Yisrael felt. It's almost like, you know, preparing for sukkahs and building the sukkah and decorating it, and then it starts raining and he can't sit in it.
Aaron could go in?
No, nobody could go in. Nobody was able to go in. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go in. And more than that, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go in a place where it's full of Onon. The Pasuk said by Har Sinai, it says clearly, the Pasuk says over there, Rabbeinu, Vayova Moshe Batoicha Onon, Vayova Elahar. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go into the Onon then. Why was he not able to go into the Onon over here? What's the idea behind this? And one stage further, if the whole purpose of Hashra'as HaShchina is to show us, and the whole Mishkan experience is in order to give us the ending of Sefer Geula, in other words, the whole process of the Mishkan is everything is all about bringing us back to where we were. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu then, it's not really the end. We should have waited another couple of psukim. Oh, now we're back to where we need to get to. Why do we not wait till then? So these are questions I had for a long, long, long time. And I didn't know the answer. But Moshe Feinstein talks about it a little bit in Darash Moshe. I found this year, Baruch Hashem of Neventhal speaks about it in his Sefer. It's a very, very beautiful piece. And he hints that not only did we find this over here, in our case over here by Moshe Rabbeinu, exactly the same thing happened in history later on by Shlomo HaMelech. When Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring in all the clay into the base of Mikdosh, the Pasuk says over there, V'ha'onon mole is Beis Hashem, and the Onon filled out the Beis Hashem, V'la'yochlu ha'koinim la'moy l'shoriz b'pnei ha'onon, ki mole k'void Hashem is Beis Hashem, it's a Melachim Aleph Chesed Yudin Yud Aleph. Exactly the same thing happened then. They also couldn't come in. Why? Rebbein Shleilim, we want to come in, we want to serve you, we want to speak to you, we want to relate with you, that's what it's all about. Why didn't they let us in? So he says a very, very important point, and I think this point is something which I think if you conceptualize it and bring it into reality, I think it's something which is fantastic. You know, there's different streams of Klal Yisrael, and far is it from me to say who's right and who's wrong, which Malach Avodah is right, which Avodah is wrong. There's different ways of serving the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Different ways. I'm not talking about... Yeah, don't quote me out of the thing here. I'm not talking about the reform or conservative. I'm talking about the Torah-dig way of serving Rabbeinu Shleilam, and the way that we've taken on different ways of davening to Hashem is very different if you go to different places. You go to Yekesh Shul, people come on time, and there's, you know, you have the no shockling zone, and, you know, everything is done according to the book, and you have the Pariches, which moves, you know, as Master Baruch Mele Goshem, it switches over seamlessly and it turns around. Everything is done according to the book. No, really, there are such things, right? I'm not joking. Yeah? They're perfectly done. Everything's perfect. But you feel over there, it's, you know, there's this avor and this connection. I don't know whether one feels it that much, but you feel there's a Yiras Shamayim over there. You feel there's, you know, there's a choir and there's a chazan. But Sarcheni, you go to other shuls, chevra coming when they want, as a haimish adavanan, yeah, psukkah de zimra, it's a thing, and then bin gavra gavra, there's a chevra shmiz and dus, and yet, yeah. And then it comes to nishmas called chavai, and they're dancing, so there's a lot of ava, yeah? Not necessarily the yira. No, it's not necessarily, not that amount of yira, it's not evident. Chalila's no yira, it's not evident, necessarily. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course the idea of the Mishkan is all about kirva. It's all about coming close to you. It's all about relating with you. It's all about having this relationship of Avas Yisrael and Avas Hashem. And you bring korbanos, and we sacrifice, as it were, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them, and he brings our Nishkan. Of course there's this unity that is based on Ava. But says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I just want to tell you one thing. You want to be very careful is, in Yiddish they say, Tzi Haimish is Behaimish. If you're too Haimish, it's like it's Behaimish. Yeah? You've got to be very careful. Of course you're going to have a situation where you have the Mishkan, and of course the Kodesh Baruch is going to bring down the Shekhinah. But I'm just telling you, just before we start going anywhere, I've got to tell you, teach a bit of Derech Eretz. V'lo yochol Moshe lekonis doesn't mean v'lo yochol that he couldn't physically get in. Of course he could. Like he got into the Onon, on Hasinai he could. V'lo yochol is like the Pasuk says elsewhere, v'lo yochol, let's just say this Pasuk, You can't eat your ma'aser d'goncho v'sereishcha outside Yerushalayim ma'aser sheni. Of course I can. What it means is, says Rashi, yochalato aval eincho rishoy. You can, you possibly, physically can, but you're not allowed. Moshe Rabbeinu was shown by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu understood this message, that with all the kirva, and with all the love, and with all the mountain that you put into it, you've got to stop for a moment and say, one second, I am a boss of Adam going in to the place of Melech Malche Hamlochim. I'm going into the Mishkan over here. However much love there is between us, there has to be this Yerushalayim as well. So Kodesh Baruch Hu brought down his honor and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, just remember who I am. Before we start anything, before we start our relationship over here, remember that however close you get to me, be careful that it doesn't reach a situation where you don't have this Yerushalayim. And that's exactly what happened. On the day of the Chanukah Sabayis, what happened? Dosan Aviram brought this Eish Zora, brought this fire, a passion. They brought this Keteres. Keteres is the closest thing you can come to Rabbeinu Shlomo. And what happened to them? They didn't get this message and they died. In other words, of course you want the Avas Hashem. Of course you want to have Kirva. But if you don't take it in a way where it is controlled in a situation where Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's done according to my terms and the way I want it, and with that Yerushalayim, then one Chas v'Chalila can bring destruction. And therefore the end of this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu understood this message, Moleh Ha'anon, it's full. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if that's the case, Lo Yochel, I can't go in unless I have permission. Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, he got the message, Vayikra Hashem on Moshe, next week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him. And that is a very important thing. What the idea is over here is that of course, there's element of Avas Hashem, Avas Hashem, Avas Hashem, it's got to come Yerushalayim. Adkede Kach, give an example. Rav Ele Lapyan, the Zakan HaMashkichim, the Godla Hador of the Mashkichim, previous generation, where he was a Mashkichim. He would not, it's not our Minhag, but he did not say Tehillim. He would not read Tehillim for Chayla, he would not do Tehillim. Other than the Tehillim that we say during Baruch Hinafshi, or Tehillim that we are told to say during Pesukah Dezimra, or Shir Shal Yoyim, or Hallel, he did not say Tehillim. Why? He said because it's so difficult to be mechaven to the Shemus. It's so difficult to mechaven to have the proper Yerushalayim when you're saying these things. If Chazal tell me to say it, I'll listen to them because that's what they know. But for me to go beyond that and to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu by saying Tehillim, by me not appreciating and not going towards it with that Yira, with that fear of saying over, of shame Hashem, it's counterproductive. You're trying to help the Chayla, faket, I'm causing Chil Hashem. We don't do that, that's not our minhag. But that was a Yerushalayim with the controlled element of the Avas Hashem. So this is what happened. The same thing happened by Har Sinai. Har Sinai was Kirva to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was all about coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking and making all of us Nevi'im. But there was in huge elements of Yerushalayim beforehand. There was Shleishis Me'agbola, and he mustn't come onto the mountain, which means, by all means, have this kirva, have this closeness, have this Avas Hashem, have these korbanos, have a Har Sinai. But there's a certain stage of, before you do anything, realize there's a Yerushalayim that will protect the Avas Hashem not to go too far, which is a fantastic idea. But Rav Nevenzahl goes one stage further, and he says that what we think is that the fact that we are controlled by a Kodesh Baruch Hu not to come close to him is in fact, or what we'd call Yerushalayim, this distance is in fact separating us from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It separates us, but that separation is important in order to give us focus. He said it's not true. He said what the parasha is telling us over here is that at the end of the day, the Sefer of Geula, in other words, what we know as the pinnacle of coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu was not next week's parasha of Vayikra. It actually was where Moshe Rabbeinu could not go into the Mishkan. That Yirah Shemayim is the greatest connection we can have. In other words, we don't need to push ourselves into the Mishkan. And that's the connection we have. This is the climax, not the anticlimax. The fact that we stayed outside and weren't allowed in is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so close to us that he demanded us to be distant from him. Distant is the wrong word. He demanded from us to have the respect for him to the extent that we cannot be in the same place as him. And he said, what is an example? For example, Eretz Yisrael compared to Chutz Aretz, yeah, is worlds apart. But there's certain things we can do in Chutz Aretz we can't do in Eretz Yisrael. Not because we are distant to Kodesh Baruch Hu through Eretz Yisrael, but because our relationship is such that we are so close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to build on that by telling us, here you can, this you can do, this you can't do. You can plant for 6 years, you can't in the seventh year. Yirah Shemayim creates a bond. Yirah Shemayim is not there to separate us and just to protect Avos Hashem. Yirah Shemayim itself is a bond with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, what do we call Zman Chereseinu? What's Zman Chereseinu? Zman Chereseinu is a day that is is a week of Pesach, where we'd be working like who knows what just before Pesach, and we can't even eat the bread that we used to. And that's Zman Chereseinu. That's when we're free. Well, that's when you're free, really? Didn't look like it Erev Pesach. It doesn't look like it on Pesach. That's Zman Chereseinu. The answer is yes. Zman Chereseinu is a time where we realize that we're so careful about every single hechsher that we have. We're careful about every single food that goes into our mouth. That even food that we don't usually worry about, we are now worried about. That is as great as Zman Chereseinu, that is the greatest closeness. And therefore, get this, listen to this carefully, and therefore, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed into the Mishkan at the end of the parasha was not a letdown. On the contrary, it showed how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connecting with our Yirah Shemayim, which is the greatest closeness. Do you understand? In other words, it's the greatest closeness by not being allowed somewhere, due to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendously filling up the Mishkan, that itself showed closeness. And that is what we attempt to do. And that's this week's parasha. The parasha on the end, Sefer Geula ends with number one teaching us the Yirah Shemayim. The Yochel Moshe couldn't go in because the Kodesh Baruch is teaching us. However close we are, make sure you have this distance. Make sure that you realize, I am the Melech Malchi Amlochim, and you are at the end of the day, even Moshe Rabbeinu, you are boss of Adam, and therefore you can't just walk in whenever you want. Number one. And number two, that Yirah Shemayim was the greatest connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is why Sefer Geula ends with that, Chazak, Chazak, v'nischazik.